Faces of Success Radio proudly presents the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony.
Family reunion.
Saturday, June 4th through Monday, June 6th, 2016. Nominees and performances by Evelyn Champagne King, Johnny King, GQ, Truth, Climax, Victor Orlando, Roy Hamilton Jr., Club Nouveau, Richie Rich, Lamar Lubin, and more. And all hosted by Gail Scott King. Also, special guest appearances from Earl Young, Khalilah Ali, Sherry Gordy, Joe Levy, and Ziola Gay, with special honors going to Marvin Gaye and Robert Franklin Brookins. Tickets available now. Group rates available at facesofsuccessradio.com.
You can book your room now using our group code RADIO.
The 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion Dinner and Award Ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom, Reno, Nevada. For more information, go online to facesofsuccessradio.com. Brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. Faces of Success Radio proudly presents.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. As you heard, we're getting ready for the big event coming up in June, just a few months away, right there in Reno. You got to make sure you join us. It's going to be a great event. As you heard from the commercial, we're going to be doing it big. But this is Aaron, the legal guy, just talking business right here on Faces of Success Radio. And we're going to be working. Good night. Night-night. As you guys know, that sometimes I'm on the go, and sometimes I'm working from my home office doing this show. And today is the day I'm doing it from the home office, and I just had to say night-night to my grandson. He's getting ready to take a nap. I know, it was funny to me. I get choked up all the time. But, hey, that's the power and the beautiful thing that you get when you have that opportunity to have a home-based office. And that's often what we talk about on our show, is the beauty in having something that's yours, right? Having something that you can call your own, whether it's a traditional brick-and-mortar business or if you're part of the home-based business phenomenon and working a business from home. But before we jump into that, I want to promote, because I'm excited that we are having our 2016. It's here. It's here. It's 2016. And on Saturday, June the 4th, Sunday, June the 5th, 2 days for the whole weekend, I recommend come in on Friday and don't plan to leave until Monday if you can. Or come in on Friday and leave on late Sunday if you can. Because we're taking over Reno, Nevada for that weekend. But it's our old school celebrity reunion dinner and award ceremony at the Grand Sierra Resort Crystal Ballroom. I'm telling you, this is going to be an event to remember. We're going to be giving awards and giving honors to some from our, musicians and artists from our past and some from our present. And I'm really looking forward for this event. GL and I will both be out there. We're going to be walking the red carpet, which I'm really excited about. We're going to be taking photos and all the other radio DJs, Blog Talk Radio DJs from Faces of Success Radio. They're going to be there, and it's going to be like a reunion for us because we're kind of spread out all over the place. So for us to be flying in and doing this event, it's going to be great because you all know that I'm on the East Coast and in North Carolina. Our station, Faces of Success Radio, is on the West Coast out in California. So we have an awesome opportunity. We're going to be flying in to that event, and I'll get to hang out with a lot of my buddies from the station. So, again, when is it? It's coming up. It's coming up real fast. It's going to be on a Saturday and a Sunday. Again, I recommend take that Friday off, get there. June the 4th, June the 5th, dinner, awards, banquet, parties. We're going to have some fun. So come on out to that event. Go to facesofsuccessradio.com. Get yourself registered. Get your ticket. It's going to be a blast. So make sure you go ahead and do that. I'm excited about it. That's why I led the show off with the commercial. And I'll be playing it again for you folks, because it's a great piece and it's very informative. And I'm excited about what's coming up in Reno. Well, you're tuned in to Aaron the Legal Guy, Just Talking Business. Here it is again, Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. East Coast Time. I'm here in my home office in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We got a beautiful day outside. And I got our co-host, GL, is on the other line. GL, how are you doing?
How you doing, Aaron? Hello, everyone. Sorry. I haven't been on the last couple of weeks, been sick. Me and my wife have both of us have been sick, and we got a lot of other things going on. So I'm glad to be able to be on today.
Well, we we'll hold you up in prayer as we always do, and hopefully you'll be feeling better soon, and we appreciate you taking some time out, even though you're not feeling well, to go ahead and bless us with being on the show today, because we've been having a pretty good series. This is the third week of it. And I've been calling it, what goes on between the ears of a business owner, what do they think? How are they thinking? Because it may be a little different than just the average person that goes and clocks in from 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, or, I just say 5 days a week. But a lot of folks out there inspire to be a business owner. They want to own something. They want to build something, and maybe this can help nudge them through it, to let them know that, hey, the thought process they have is the same thought process that we have, that the business owner has. Because I know that was a shining light, kind of like the light bulb went off in my head when I started reading some of the books like, The Millionaire Mind. That one especially, the light bulb just went off because I was reading this book about the millionaire mind and how the millionaires think and some of their actions. And I was saying to myself, man, I think like that. I have actions like that. So I had the millionaire mindset, but I didn't know it because nobody ever taught it to me. I had no resource to tap into that showed me that I'm thinking like a millionaire thinks. I'm thinking like an entrepreneur thinks. So I had no reference point. You want to chime in on that, GL?
Well, just thinking about, what you're talking about how business owners think, I think regardless if you have a traditional business or brick-and-mortar business, or even a home-based business. I'm in that category where I get up every day, put on a uniform, and I go to work, work a full day, and then also have family issues to deal with. Daughter's getting ready to go and have her baby tomorrow. And all these different things that I've been dealing with, being ill, having to deal with my wife's illness, I still have business. And even though I might be under the weather and, got a lot of other things in my life that are going on, like getting away. But business guy somehow has to keep going. When I wasn't working and I just had business, I thought one way. And now that I'm working, 40 hours a week, 5 days a week, or 5 days a week, but I'm still taking a lot of these things that I've learned in the past in order to help keep me focused on what my ultimate goal is, and that is to be self-sufficient and not have to wake up every day one day and go to report to work for someone else's dream. That's always, regardless of me getting up to work every day now, and I love the owner of my restaurant and things like that, and we're all cool and everything, but it's just like he gets up every day to turn around and fulfill his dream. So I'm doing the same exact thing. And I actually get a lot of inspiration from him because I get to see how he works on a day-to-day basis side by side him, and we're right around the same age. So he gives me a lot of inspiration to talk about a lot of different things. And where I work is a really great family atmosphere. So that gives me a very relaxed look at how he conducts himself with his business, with his wife that comes in, who's our marketing director for the restaurant, and how he interacts with us. See a lot of different things that I hadn't seen in, you know, a long time. Now, just to kind of, I guess, put the icing on the cake with that, being said, I've had great conversations with this gentleman, and I told him what my goal was. My goal was not to be in this restaurant for the next 5 or 10 years. That's not my goal. I said my goal when I took this job was to be able to put myself in a position to get myself back up on my feet to where I can go back and start building my business the way I should have in the first place. And he respected that. And I told him that I got a goal of maybe a year or two of being here. I'm going to bust my tail while I'm here. I said, but in the back of my mind, I want you to know I'm doing while I'm here has to do with me rebuilding my business and rebuilding my own dream. And he respects that. So, you know, looking at someone who owns a multi-million dollar franchise, restaurant franchise, to someone who is actually working for someone who does that but also has their own dream, we both kind of think along the same parallel. You know, we think, you know, a lot alike. We read a lot of the same things. We have a lot of the same interests. You know, so when you got someone that, you know, who can kind of be an example, and I know in our businesses, you know, from home, there's many examples of people who are, you know, who have, you know, either worked a job or maybe they've been in the military, or maybe they worked a job and retired, but now they're looking for something extra. You know, there's so many great examples of people who've done it. You know, and so I'm just blessed to be able to have people in my life like, you know, Darren Stockton, you know, the owner of my restaurant, and even, you know, yourself and, you know, a lot of the other mentors that I've, you know, got the chance to either hear or meet over the years, because now my focus is slowly but surely coming back to me where I should be. And I'll end it with this. I don't always have all the time in the world to get on calls and all the other things because of the way my schedule is set up, and of course with all the things I got going on at home. But technology is a beautiful thing, and since I've upgraded my phone, you know, and I'm setting my phone up pretty much the way exactly where my laptop is set up. Every document or every file or video, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever's on my laptop, I can access to my phone. You know, so I'm kind of, from the inside out, restructuring my home-based business to where I don't have to be so dependent on, you know, being stuck in one place. I know I have to constantly be on the move. Now I can put myself in a position to where if I need to send somebody a document, well, I can text it to them. You know, or I can send them a link to a video. You know, it's just now it's just getting the mindset to, I mean, I got everything in place. Now it's just getting that mindset to where I have to start getting back to where I'm going to be more, repetitive, keep doing it over and over and over. Or it's just developing those daily disciplines and those daily habits. So hopefully that helps somebody out there. I'm sorry I sound a little raspy. I got a very sore throat. So I probably won't be saying very much, but if that helped anybody, I hope it did.
Hey, that was in and one day, GL, we might have to get the owner of where you work on, because he sounds like, you know, he'd be open to a discussion of, you know, something like this, because what you said, you know, being open and straight up with him, and he still hired you, knowing that this guy, you know, I'm going to bring him into my establishment and he's going to bust his butt. but then he might not be here 2 years from now or a year from now. Then I'll have to replace him, because sometimes it costs a lot of money, depending on your systems, to replace, you know, a worthy employee,
right.
Especially one that has the ability to move up to, you know, any type of training or management position with the company. I'm reading the book, and when I get done reading it, at least when I get halfway through it, I'm in contact with the author. But his book is The Power of Proactive Recruiting, and it's about recruiting, you know, in companies recruiting high-end individuals, like, you know, you're headhunting the, you know, chief financial officer, the chief operating officer, or an upper middle management, or somebody that can take some huge responsibilities of your company. This is what the book is about, how to recruit them. And they talk in the beginning of the book, which is, I'm in the beginning, on the, you know, how expensive it is. So you should take the time to do it right, you know. So here you have a guy with a, you know, multimillion dollar franchise. He's the owner of it, of one of them. And here this guy is interviewing, and, you know, GL ain't no spring chicken. He got birthday coming up in 2 days. And then he's going to tell you, you know, he's totally qualified. He's going to tell you that I'm a business owner also, and my dreams are to build my business, and I appreciate you. And then you still hire him. That says something for the owner of that company. It's kind of like when I went back into the workforce, when I lost a bet with myself, and it was perfect timing, because we were in the situation where it made more sense for me to get the job where my wife was than for me to keep sending her to work with the car, you know. When they hired me, I let them know, you know, I can work here, but you're going to have to schedule me at the same time that my wife works, you know, because we only have one car. We got to commute together, you know, and I have to have her same hours as well, not just the same day, but the same hours. And then her schedule changes every 4 months. So you have to change my schedule too. And if she decides to relocate within the company, I'm relocating with her. And they still hired me. You know what I'm saying? So that said really good for that company. I really respect that company. And I made some great friends while I was there. I got there just like you. When I got there, I got there. I gave it 110% while I was there. My travel schedule cut back dramatically, and everything cut back dramatically. And because of that, some great things happened. So I'm excited, you know, that I had that experience, and it really helps us what we're doing on this show, because a lot of folks out there that want to be in business, you know, our listening audience is made up with that, people that are on the fence or they're just starting. Read the books. Listen to the audios. YouTube is wonderful. YouTube University, go there. Do the Jim Rohn, do the Tony Robbins, do the Zig Ziglars, do the Miles Monroe. There's several books out there that you can get and get the audios and the trainings right there. And you will find out that, man, I'm thinking like an entrepreneur, so let me give it a shot. You know, I know I held myself back in the early days because, again, I had no reference point. I didn't know that I was thinking the right way. That I was thinking the way that they think. But these books and these audios, and then getting involved with something that has some successful people that would mentor and coach and guide me, really opened up the door. So now I'm on the verge of creating a new partnership with a gentleman. Matter of fact, I just got a text message from one of the gentlemen that's in the office. And he told me to call him because he has a lead. It says, got a lead for you. Can you call me tomorrow? you know, will you go to Morrisville? And I'm going to send him a text right now. Yes, I will. You know, but here's a gentleman that works out of the office of a financial consultant. I met with him, showed him what we do. He engaged in our program. He's been a happy member for 4 years, referred me to another guy. And now both of them want me to work with them, but there's one stipulation. There's one stipulation, GL. They said, we want to work with you. We see your talent. You can do this. And this is what they're telling me. You can do this, and you can be successful in it because you really can help people. But, you know, and then I heard that but, right? But you have to get your insurance license. You see, because they both are in a highly regulated industry, and the only way we can do business together is I have to get my insurance credentials, which I don't have a problem with that because it helps me in my other businesses anyway. So I'm going to do it. You know, this is the third person that told me that I would be well and I can do good and I can do business with them. See, the key thing is that I can do business with them. They have business that they're wanting to get, but they feel that I can fulfill a need that they can't fulfill. And the only way that we can mutually compensate each other legally is if I have an insurance license. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and study up. And I pay the money for the state, and I'm going to get my license. But here's the cool thing. I'm an independent. I'm not locked in, right, contracted in, you know, to their particular company. I'm an independent. So just by having that license, there's another guy, Mike Williams, in Virginia. He's certified financial. I mean, he's got so many designations behind his name. He has one client that because of the business, the financial business that he does with this client, it pays him $150,000 a year. That's what his commissions are on this one account, you know, with this one family, one guy. And I'm like, whoa, you know. And he's telling me, if you get your insurance license, I got some business that you can help me with and I can pay you. So I got to quit being stubborn and start listening. And again, what goes on between an entrepreneur's mind is you're open to that. You're open to that type of information. I'm not just responding to them. And, GL, you know how much we hate this one, right? I'm cool. I hate that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm cool, right? No, I'm not cool. I'm open. What you got? So, anyway, you know, that's one of the things that you got to have. You got to have an open mind to what's out there. Once you have that, then you definitely are on your way. You know, definitely on your way. To having the success that you desire in your own business. And it's okay to have the JLB and your own business. I'm quite sure, GL, you're seeing, as you've been there for a little while, you're starting to meet some of you, talk to some of the people. You can hear the mindset, right? You can see the mindset that they have of being that employee versus an entrepreneur. You know who you can talk to and who you can't, and it's probably helping you see other people around you that are not at that job, but maybe they're in the grocery store that you go to or at the church.
Well, I've been all through the month of March, my church, my pastor actually, he for the New Albany Parks Department, he does coaching. He coaches football at one of the middle schools, but in the winter, he puts on a 5 or 6 week for 9 to 12 year olds and 13 to 16 year old co-ed basketball team, basketball league. My church sponsored two teams, and I coached both of them. We have another league coming up in May. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, you know, I have to go to work. And when I get off of work, a lot of times, you know, I'm going to practice, you know, with these kids, or we got a game. Well, the season is over with now. We came in second place in our tournament. But it opened up a lot of doors because a lot of times, if we had practice on Saturday and I had to be at work at a certain time, I had to go to practice in my uniform. People were seeing me in a black, all-black uniform, cook uniform, and they knew that I was on my way to work. But at the same time, I would pass out business cards, you know, let people know, hey, I do this on the side, you know, and there's anything I can do to help you, you know, definitely feel free to let me know, and here's my website and things like that. So I'm still marketing. You know, I might be wearing a Chick-fil-A uniform with the emblem on it, and everybody knows what it is, see my name tag, you know, so I'm marketing for them, even though I'm not even on the clock, you know. So I may as well market for myself, too. And I give them my business card with my picture on it, my company name, and, you know, any information they need. And I've been doing that slowly but surely. I'm doing that slowly because, you know, I'm a slow guy. You know, it takes me a little time to wind up every now and then. And I never want to make the excuse. I'd rather say that I can do a little bit now than not do nothing at all. Because if I say I can't do anything at all, then that becomes an excuse. Because there's many ways, like I mentioned earlier, even if it's technology. You know, I sent somebody a text message this morning. Matter of fact, I sent my daughter, one of my other daughters, lives in Ohio. I told her I was going to send her an app that I have. I was really excited about it. I wanted to check it out. And then in that message, when I sent to that, and I just turned to the back, say, after you get through downloading this, get back with me so I can show you how you can earn a little money with this. And I could not have caught an interest. And all I did was just that. Now, that took me no more than probably about 20 seconds between both messages. I could have did that while I was on my break at work. I could have did that walking home from work, you know. And so now that's the mindset that I'm trying to get myself into. No matter where I'm at, as long as I got my phone with me, see, the excuse before was always carrying this big 17-inch screen laptop everywhere, or I had to find a Wi-Fi signal, you know. So I went and bought a phone with unlimited data and also extra gigabytes, you know, for my high-speed, I mean, for my internet. So that way I don't have to worry about having a separate unit. So now I eliminated those excuses. Now it's just a matter of creating that mindset of doing this. Consistency was the word I was looking for earlier. So I'm just doing this over and over and over again. Now, there is one thing that I do remember many leaders said before, that it takes 21 days to create a habit. So I guess I'm on day 4 or 5 now. So, you know, if I just keep doing the same consistent, you know, that daily activity, then the results will come. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, when you do have a job, because when I didn't really pay attention to it before, when I wasn't working, but if I didn't have anything going on in my business, you know, it was almost like still having a job, because if you go to work and, you know, all of a sudden you get sick and you stop going to work, guess what? You're not getting paid. And having a business is exactly the same way. If you don't have anything going in, it's nothing going to be coming out. So, you know, this is a good thing for people, whether you work or not, you know, I think, you know, me personally, I'm going to use every advantage that I have to create more opportunities, get myself out of my comfort zone, number one. And then number two, I know I have a great service to share with people, and everybody needs to see it, you know. And whether they, you know, look at it or not, you know, as long as I let them know that it exists, I get my job. Aaron, you still there?
Well, hello, hello. I do apologize for the dead air. I don't know what happened with my phone. It just, you know, just went out. But it is back. So hopefully we didn't lose our audience. If we did, it's okay. I'll post up an apology in Facebook and have the link available for you to review. Let me see if I can send GL a text to let him know that we're back. We're back live. And again, I do apologize for the technical difficulty in my system. There's a breakdown on my end. I do apologize for it. As I was saying, though, these gentlemen from the financial district are encouraging me to do something that was not in my plan. It was not in my comfort zone. But because of the training that I have, the books that I've read, the audios that I've paid attention to, and the seminars that I've gone through, the information in my mind says, look at it, listen to what they got to do, and then you can make an educated decision, not an emotional decision. And that's what I've done. I had another friend of mine, real good friend of mine in the music business. She's out there in Canada. And I just proposed to her an opportunity. And the way I did it was I said, sometimes we got to look at the opportunity and take what you personally feel about it, the personal emotions about it, out of the way and use your business receptors to make a decision. It's kind of like, and this is how I did it, it's kind of like if, let's say, I was offering you a business deal to get some stock in a McDonald's franchise. And we all know that most McDonald's franchises are highly successful. But let's say I had a franchise and I was coming to you and say, hey, if you give me $40 a month, I'm going to guarantee you within 6 months, I'm going to guarantee you $150 return. Let's just say $100 return on your 40. So for every time you give me a 40, you're guaranteed 100 as a minimum. Now, sometimes it could be 200, sometimes it could be 800, sometimes it could be 1,000, but it's guaranteed to go no lower than 100, right? So you can be a straight-up vegetarian, a vegan even. Don't like meat, don't even like to be around meat, don't like chicken, turkey, none of that. And you can let your personal feelings and emotions, no, I'm a vegan, I don't want to deal with anything meat, right? Get in the way of a really sound business decision. I mean, put in 40 to get back 100, you know, that's a $60 return on that investment. That's $60 every month returned on that investment. So over the next 6 months, that's $600. But in the 6 months prior to that, you only put in $240. So $240 to earn $600, that's a profit of $360. For just that first year, and then the next year, you're looking at $1,200, and then the next year, another $1,200, and then the next year, you see what I'm saying? So what you do is you think about the business, remove the personal, right, so that you can be open to the rest of the business. You can have a conversation about the business, you know, who's behind the business, what's their credibility. What's their done in Bradstreet? You know, what do they plan to do with this company? You know, who's running at McDonald's? What's their goals with that McDonald's? You know, using the same scenario. So when I shared it that way, it opened up for much more conversation, right? And it left it at that to where we're having a conversation, you know, because next comes information. Because you have a conversation, and then next comes the information. And then hopefully there's confirmation, and then you go on with the business. Hey, I should put that on a T-shirt. Information, So what did I say? Conversation, information, confirmation. Put that on a T-shirt, the three steps. Three phases in opening up a business. First, you got to talk about it. You got to have a conversation, followed up by information, and then more conversation on the information, and then go somewhere to a meeting, a corporate meeting or something, where you can have confirmation of everything that you read and saw and talked about was reality. And that's pretty good. I'm going to have to listen to this recording myself because I can use that in some other scenarios. But that's what the show is about. And I'm excited to tell you that, you know, we just want to help you help yourself so that we can move you through whatever decision you need to make, you know, to start your business. Whether it's a traditional brick and mortar business or you become part of the home-based business phenomenon. Now, let me tell you, home-based businesses are greatly picking up. Last I saw, there was over 100 million of them worldwide, 100 million home-based business opportunities worldwide. And they contribute to about $180 billion product or services being moved worldwide. And $180 billion being moved worldwide. From all that product and services being moved, somebody got to get paid, right? Well, the numbers are there's about $70 billion earned, meaning somebody earned it. Why? $71 billion. It's a lot of money. But here's the reality of the thing. We're talking these home-based business phenomena. Here's the reality of the thing is that out of the $71 billion, let's take the top 500 earners, income earners, and this is in the world. This is not just the United States because there's some home-based businesses that you can do in multiple countries, right? So you're not locked into just doing it here in the United States with the internet. You have some of these things that are worldwide. Even the one that we're part of, we can do it and sell it in Canada, you know. So that's another kind of. Anyway, $71 billion, top 500 earners earn $1 million. So 500 people, $1 million. And it could be a range. I'm not saying it's a million exact, so don't take these numbers as exact. I'm just giving you guys ranges of what I read online about the numbers. So $100 million, 500 people. Let's round it up for math purposes to $2 million, right? $2 million. So 5 times 2, right, is what we're looking at. That's $1 billion, okay? So $1 billion from the $71 billion leaves $70 billion left over. So it's not like a lot of you have heard, and I'm working on your mindset now. A lot of you have heard that, you know, all the money is made by the people at the top, right? You know, don't get involved in one of them home-based business things because all you're doing is working them real hard, and then the person that got you in, the person that got them in, the person that got them in, they're the ones making all the money. Right? There's some truth to that, depending on the organization. But the reality of the thing is 500 people do $1 million. That's 1 billion of the 70 billion. So most of the people involved in home-based businesses are just like you and I. You know, they're trying to get something started to supplement something that they have. They're looking at getting something started to make some additional income, and it can be anywhere from hundreds up to thousands. But 98% of the income that's produced by home-based businesses are from average people working from home. Okay? Now, the beauty in this thing is no matter how much money you make, you still can take advantage of the tax advantages. Right? And I know we got GL back on the line. GL, if you feel like cutting in at any time, please feel free. And I do apologize, man, for the dropping of the dial. I don't know what happened, but I had to reboot my whole phone. And we're back. I'm going to put an apology in the Facebook, and we'll put the recording up there because we were going good on something, and it just fell out. So welcome back, GL. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And guys, like GL said, he's not feeling so well. So if you get those two word responses, it's because he's got a throat thing going on. I'm just happy to have him on the call. And DL knows that I can talk, so there's no real problem. Especially about this topic, the mindset. Because I really believe, like the numbers showed in one of the census reports that I wrote, that an extra $400 to $500 a month into a household could have prevented bankruptcy, for the bankruptcies that were created last year alone. And I know in my business, that's only four or five at the lowest level, four or five, memberships being sold. And you created that extra $400 to $500. So it's not like you got to go out and do, work another 40-hour, 80-hour, 20-hour, anything. You can build a home-based business around your life. But it starts with how you think. If you think you can't, then you're right. Right? I don't know if it was Emerson or Jefferson that said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right in both areas. I don't know who said that. I think it was you. I might be way off base who said it, but I know it was said. If you want to, you can say that I said it. But I know it was said by somebody. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're absolutely right. Okay? So why not think that we can? And why not give it a shot that we can? Because most of it is how you think. It's how you think. You heard me say it before, what you put in stays in, right? So when you put some positive mind food in through audio, books, or videos, that information stays in there. And your mind can expand to new opportunities if you allow it, right? Another very powerful thing is, on that same line, is that, I got distracted by my phone again. Another very important thing about thinking that you can is starting in the mind and starting with that thought is the philosophy. See, first you have the thought, then you got to kind of go backwards, dig into the philosophy. Because the philosophies on how you think, the philosophy will strengthen and power your thought process. Positive thought process produce positive action. Positive action will produce the results that you're looking for. So you got to go backwards to go forward. Go back to the philosophy. And where do you get the philosophies? Again, what are you reading? What are you listening to? Who are you allowing to influence you? Right? I was telling some young guys the other day that you can take the income from the nine people you hang around most, multiply it together, divide it by 10, and that's going to be your income. So if you hang around nine broke people, you guarantee to be the 10th person. Think about nine people you hang around. You don't know how much money they make. You know where they work. You know about what they make. Go ask them what they make. Multiply it, by nine, divide it by 10, there go your income. And you come back and tell me if I'm wrong. And so if you hang around nine broke people, you guarantee to be but if you hang around, find out a way to hang around nine wealthy people, you got a chance. See? You got a chance. See, I didn't say it's guaranteed you're going to be wealthy, but you got a chance to become the 10th wealthy person with that group because the influences that they have will be poured upon you. You will be able to receive some of the information, how they talk, how they walk, how they handle themselves, what they read, what they listen to, what their habits are, what their philosophies are. You'll be able to receive some of that stuff just by hanging around them. I call him a friend of mine, and I believe we are friends. His name is Brian. He's a neurosurgeon. Now, I didn't even know what that was. I just figured it was something to do with the head, right? He's surgically a brain surgeon of some type. That's what I thought. But there's a lot more to it than that. Well, the other day, I looked him up and read his accomplishments, and I was blown away with how much this gentleman has accomplished. And I call Brian probably every 2 or 3 weeks just to say hello and talk to him because I want to stay in his environment. Because every time I talk to him, it's enlightening to me and it's growing me. See, it's who you hang around. It doesn't mean that you got to be with them physically. I'm with him over the phone. He's in a whole other state on the other side of the world. I mean, he's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast, but I can pick up the phone and talk to him, right? I can go to YouTube and listen to audio. I can burn some audios on a CD and turn my car into a drive-time university. And instead of listening to the garbage on the radio, I can listen to some books on audio. And here's the key, guys. Are you guys ready? You got your pins out. Here is the key. You only have to do it 10 to 15 minutes, 15 minutes preferably a day. Listen to 15 minutes of a good audio or watch 15 minutes of a good video, personal development video, read 10 pages of a good book, you know, dealing in how to personally grow you. And when you compound that over weeks, months, and years, you'll find that you're reading books, plural, not just one book, but you're reading books. And what'll happen is you'll establish that habit of bringing good things in. Anything you want to comment on that, GL? No? I said, is there anything to comment on? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You know, personal development is just something that, you know, I know you and I have both talked about a lot with different books that I've read. And, you know, I walk a lot. You know, I walk 20 minutes, 25 minutes to work and home. And I put on my wireless headphones, I turn around and turn my YouTube on, and I turn around and put on some Miles Monroe where I can listen to a lot of the other great leaders in personal development and just listen to it. And he's right. You know, and I don't care what environment you're in, whether you're in your car or if you're running on a treadmill, you know, just a few minutes a day. I even have my Bible in audio, you know, on my phone, even though I can still read verses of all the different types of Bibles, you know, depending on which Bible I'm looking for. But I can just go in and just listen to a chapter in the Bible, just the audio, you know, and that keeps my mind fresh, you know, every day. And I try to do it every day. I got to make sure I listen to something, you know, every day. And I always have a favorite song, inspirational song, that I usually start my morning off with. Those are the things that, you know, people always wonder why. I don't care if it's 5:30 in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning. When I get to work, I always come in with a smile. Or I always come in with a good attitude. And I leave with a good attitude because, you know, no matter what is going to go on throughout my day, you know, I started my day giving, you know, thanks to, you know, thank the guy, and then trying to get my mind right, you know, with something that's going to be constructive that I might be able to use throughout my day. And it's been many a time where I listen to something that I might have heard in personal development. You know, might be something about, you know, matter of fact, I heard something the other day about having patience. And I needed patience very much the last, you know, 7 or 8 days, you know, because I had been sick. And my wife and I are both good types of people that, you know, we can get a little cross when we're not feeling well. And that's definitely been something that I have to work hard at, because I don't want to turn around and take, you know, me being sick out on anybody. I never want that to be an issue. So hopefully development, even when I'm not feeling well, you know, gives me the opportunity to have, I can clear my head, you know, I can focus on the things that are more important. I'm not going to be sick forever. You know, I am getting better. You know, what I need to be more focused on is things that are important at hand. And so that's for me, you know, I know you probably look at some things, you know, when it comes to general personal development, like that. And it's just like business. You know, we can all do the same as that. We can all sit there and do the same, very, very same business, same title, you know, of a business. But that business may be done 10 to 15 different ways, 10 to 15 different people. And personal development, you know, you could read the same book, you can get that same book to 15 people, and everybody will give a different interpretation of what they read or what they heard or what they saw. You know, so, you know, get out of it what you can get out of it, of what it applies, what it means to you. If I was to give any bit of advice, that would be it. You know, because, you know, your situation, you know, may be different than the next person's. So how you interpret something that you hear may be totally different, you know, versus what somebody knows, what it may mean to somebody else. But personal development altogether is something that what makes what I call people with big bridges, you know. That's the person who's got it, who's getting his game together, getting his act together. You know, not just somebody who's trying to fake it until they make it. Somebody who, you know, even if you're not exactly where you want to be, you know, just knowing that you're on the path, because you got so many people who say, and I'll end it with this, you know, you get so many people who turn around and say, well, I want this, and I want that, I want this, I want to do that, I want to do this. But they want these things prior. You know, and if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you know, I don't care if it's brick and mortar or online, whatever the case may be. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to try and put yourself out there, you know, so, you know, people can see, you know, you and your character, and that's just your business. It's just, there's a lot more personal development in business. And yeah, they go hand in hand, you know, but if you start as a business owner, you know, if your people skills, you know, are not up to par, you can have the very best product and service on the planet. Somebody will go find it from someone else who's going to be more pleasant to, or somebody who, you know, who act like they care, you know, because people nowadays, especially, you know, the way that people nowadays, you know, got so much on their plate, you know, and for business people to do things that they have no business doing, you know, it's just not right, not fair, you know, and you know, don't ever put yourself in that position, because, you know, you can not only ruin it for yourself, but you can ruin it for a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Yep, that is correct, and it happens, and we see it happen a lot. You know, because, you know, the business that I'm in, I'm talking to as many business owners as I can, as often as I can. And I try to put myself in the environment where business people are, because that's how I make my living. So we're coming up to the end of the show, and as usual, it's been a good show. It's good having GL online with me once again, and again, I do apologize for technical difficulties that I had earlier, but we're back live Again, you can find us at facesofsuccessradio.com. You can call me directly at 336-782-8858 or get a hold of GL at 415-483-2610. That's our call for today. God bless everybody. We'll see you next week, and we're talking about what goes on between your head. And next week we're going to talk a little bit about our services. I had a couple of requests to talk more about the legal services as it pertains to your business. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I'll be checking in with you later.